Well, what unborn baby already has an Instagram account? That's coming up with your pop news.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix, and we're live from the Kessler's Diamond Center Studios. Who
is
it?
It's none other than Baby Lion Dyke, Bachelor star Ari and his fiancée.
I was so confused who you're talking about for a second.
Yay. That's the account, at Baby Lion Dyke.
Maybe they should change the name.
So the baby
That's
has...
the last name, though.
It's the last name. What are you
I guess,
about?
But does the baby have... Oh, I guess it's unborn. It doesn't have a name
well,
yet.
Well, but here's the other thing. Baby Lion Dyke works because nowadays with Instagram, if you want to get an account, good luck finding one that someone doesn't already have. And they don't want to reveal the name yet. And I don't believe they know the gender yet. She's only 11 weeks along.
So is having an Instagram for an unborn baby worse than having an Instagram for a pet?
I think it's...
I follow the pet account. I do. I like the pet accounts. I think it's super cute when you read things from their perspective. They're doing this to make money. Duh. They're going to get sponsorships for this baby. So they can get different sponsorships. They have different accounts. But they
are there any tweets? Or I shouldn't say tweets. Instagram posts?
There is.
What are they talking about here?
Was Baby Lion Dyke picture?
The first post is Lauren showing off her barely there bump in some athletic wear. And it says, quote, turned 11 weeks old yesterday. I'm the size of a fig. Imagine that. But can I just say for a second here? This is Lauren's baby bump. If this is her baby bump at 11 weeks, I look like I'm 9 weeks.
Right.
9 months. Because... this chick, it doesn't even show.
Are they looking to promote her a little bit more than the actual baby?
Yes and yes.
Come on.
All of it.
Here's my mommy.
Well,
I'm inside.
Don't you remember that story that we did a few weeks ago that people nowadays that are having babies, they are basing it off of, is that name available on social media?
That is crazy.
My stepson, he has a Twitter account that he never, ever uses, but Eric set it up for him right away when Twitter became a thing. I think Brayson was 3 at the time.
Because you never know. Someone might take
that. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. So if you're interested in following, it's Baby Lion Dyke. Producer Dave, what do you think is worse, the unborn baby or the pet accounts on Instagram?
Definitely unborn baby. I'm against pet accounts, but I will say in the past couple of months, I've been more swayed to do one because people tell me I should make an account for Dale and Phineas, my cats.
You should.
I'm like, I don't know. See, you've been one of these people to tell me.
Because I like the pet accounts.
They're fun, yeah.
But
what's wrong with that?
An unborn baby account, that's the worst. That's like, that's
I'm going, one of those...
especially when it's for like sponsorships like this. Like the baby's going to be born.
You
like,
don't know.
Thanks
that.
A lot for all this money we've got before you were even born, baby.
Well, and I sit there and go, as someone that can't seem to have my own baby and I've gone through a miscarriage, I just sit there and go, I pray and hope things all go amazing.
You're right, because if something happens, that account has to get deleted right away.
And that's just heartbreaking.
It is.
And I mean, they announced it pretty early, but to each their own. So I hope everything goes all right, but I may follow this account.
I won't.
You should. Sorry. You should follow the account.
I'm going to tag you in all of the posts.
Right. That's what we're going to do.